People are unpredictable, so it's really easy to get tied up in the function itself. And I really just recommend to talent acquisition leaders to remember to continue every day, if you have to, just take a little bit to ground yourself in the business that you're working in.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with Christy Harper. Christy is the Director of Talent Acquisition with Konica Minolta. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Good. I'm excited for our conversation. Let's start out, as we always do. Let's talk a little bit about your background, how you got started in recruiting and talent acquisition, some roles that you've had leading up to your current role. I know you've got a bit of a unique story that's exciting. Let's start there and take the conversation from there.
Okay. It's a little bit of a long, windy path. When I came out of college, I actually started out with market research and marketing in the consumer packaged goods industry. I had the opportunity to work both in the US and Canada for some of the largest CPG companies out there, like Kraft and Gillette. I had the opportunity to transition from that market research, a more analytical type role, into a more of a product management, product marketing type role as my career progressed. And about 2006, 2005, I was working in Canada, and I had a project that was given to me outside of the marketing realm, really focused on organizational effectiveness in the organization I was in. And it combined that insight of how to make an organization more effective with the demographics that I had been digging into really deep as a product marketer. And it sparked a passion for me. And that passion was that the future was people and talent. There was just not going to be enough people in North America to meet job market needs in the future. When you looked at the demographics of who was born already and where they were going to grow up, and there just wasn't going to be enough people. It was very obvious at that point. And I started planting seeds with people, talking to people. Tell me a little bit more about organizational development. Tell me a little bit more about talent development, talent management, with lots of different kinds of people in the industry. And that kind of planting of seeds and chatting with people about a year later resulted in a phone call for a tech company in Pennsylvania that was looking to hire a marketing person for their college recruiting program. Instead of maybe a traditional HR person or a recruiter, they really wanted somebody who could focus on building a brand on campuses. And that just sparked this great journey for me in talent acquisition. Starting with that college recruiting function, it was a passion of mine of connecting people with opportunities and all the challenges that come along with dealing with people every day. But it also showed the opportunity to transfer skills in a way that a lot of people don't necessarily connect. You know, I often talk about how I just market jobs now instead of marketing products. There's just a ton of transferable skills there. And since then, I've had the opportunity to continue to build programs, establish processes, introduce new technologies, and develop teams of professionals that embrace these same passions about connecting people with opportunities.
I love it. I love your background. And as I mentioned before, when we were prepping for this podcast, like, I love the fact that you deliberately went into this space. Most of the people that I talk about kind of happens by accident, and then they fall in love with it and really enjoy it. But there was a lot of deliberate thought that went into it. The other thing that I love is the similarities and transferable skills from marketing to talent acquisition. I talk about that all the time with clients and friends and on this podcast. Is like, that's absolutely correct. It's about attracting interest, nurturing that interest, conversion through your process, all of those types of things that resonate within the marketing space as well. And the organizations that get it right understand that and do it really, really well. So I think you're positioned excellent, obviously, to lead a very successful team with that. So let's talk then. So came into the tech company, and then how did you get from there to your current role?
So I was at the technology company for about 14 and a half years. And about 6 months ago, I had the opportunity to join Konica Minolta to lead their talent acquisition function here in the US. My scope for this job is different than my last position. So it gave me a broader opportunity within the talent acquisition space to work with candidates, work with an organization that was well developed and established, but that had an opportunity to take a different path with their talent acquisition function and centralize it in order to produce more value for the organization and be more impactful and effective so that our businesses would have the opportunity to focus more on meeting their business goals instead of also managing talent acquisition.
That's great. Talk to me a little bit about the team that you have, size of the team, number of roles, kind of some of those things, and then we'll get into kind of what you've seen and done over the course of the last 7 months since you've been there.
Yeah, so we have 13 people on the team right now. We are looking and excited to expand that team shortly. And that is through an opportunity to expand and change our delivery model for recruitment to the organization. That team consists of recruiters and a recruiting operations team and coordinator. So right now we have a lot of different opportunities throughout the organization to unify processes, make ourselves more efficient, and deliver a better experience to our hiring managers and to our candidates.
That's great. Let's talk about that. So how do you describe the type of experience that you're looking to deliver? Or what's important as you start viewing going forward, what you want that experience to be and how you want your team to help deliver that inside of the organization and to candidates?
I think it's really important first to define what the roles are between the recruiting team and hiring managers and the business leaders. So what is going to fall into each person's scope of how they're going to come together to find the right talent, engage the right talent, evaluate the right talent, and then eventually hire the right talent. And that's an opportunity for us. We haven't had a lot of structure around what the specific roles are for each team. So we have some teams where a hiring manager is scheduling interviews and actually doing their own recruiting and sourcing. And then we have other places where the recruiting team is doing more of that. So creating a process and a clearly defined expectation across the organization of where that line is really important. And then what we expect to see through that is just a much better hiring manager experience, because I think that we find in our regular lives that if we enter a situation and we don't know what the expectations are, and we don't know what our role is, and we don't know what we're supposed to do, it's really uncomfortable. And it's hard to feel good about that situation. So one of my roles now is to help the organization decide what we want those roles to be. Not necessarily I'm coming from company A and I'm going to apply company B what I did in company A, but instead a more collaborative process of what makes sense here, because it's a very different organization. And they've done a lot, especially the hiring managers, they have a lot of experience in this space because it has been a little less structured. So making sure that we're implementing the solutions that are going to deliver the kind of hiring manager experience that they want to have.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Now, I think there's a huge opportunity for value creation and business value creation. Obviously, you coming into this role and the team with the work that you're doing to set those expectations, build a delivery model that's focused on the business value and delivering that positive experience across all those stakeholder groups. So I'm excited for you on the journey. Talk a little bit about that, maybe on kind of what you see next. What are some other initiatives that you and the team are focused on? How are you looking to show up differently in the business and expand on maybe a little bit about what you've talked about already?
Well, Kanika Minolta is a company in motion. Mm-hmm. We are focused on helping our clients drive digital transformation within their own businesses. And that is a combination of hardware and software and automation and lots of cutting edge technology. My goal now is to take those same business principles, the things that we're trying to drive on the business side, and apply them to talent acquisition. And for example, we just digitized our referral program so that now our employees can refer candidates to jobs through our ATS. They can see how their candidate is doing in the process. So it increases the transparency and visibility to our employees. They can track their payouts as well. And it also allowed us to put our employees on equal footing with any other source that we have. So they now are able to claim credit for a candidate for the same amount of time as, say, an agency or as our website. So that's really exciting for our employees to be able to, in a way that they haven't before, be able to participate in bringing great talent into the organization. And if we wouldn't have taken those steps that we're trying to help our customers take in our talent acquisition, that wouldn't have happened.
No, that's great. Those are great examples. So final question is, let's talk a little bit about, I love getting guidance and advice from great TA leaders in the space and providing that to the audience. And so what's some guidance or advice that you would give to others in the space? Some things, either advice that you've seen, things that you've learned along the way, things that you talk to your teams about. What's some advice that you would share to the listening audience?
I think you've heard me throughout this conversation talk about the business over and over again, emulating what the business is doing and the trends that they're taking, but also really truly understanding the business. I love business. It probably comes from all that time in market research and product marketing where the P&L, I own the P&L. So how we make money, how we are going to make money in the future is a part that I love about working in corporate America. And I think the best talent acquisition functions tie their goals and their actions and their measurements to the business. Instead of measurements that speak directly to me and my function, and I might have my own dashboard for that, for managing the function. But when I go out and I talk to business leaders, which I do on a regular basis, most business leaders I talk to on a monthly basis to recap for them what we've done for their business. And I make sure that the metrics that we have tie directly to what they're trying to accomplish and not necessarily to just kind of internal functional metrics. And that kind of back and forth between I am a partner helping you achieve your business goals just makes it a more effective conversation. And it also gives the opportunity for the business to contribute back to the function if they see value in that. And that is something that I think we often forget because when we're in talent acquisition, there's just so much demand on our time. There's always a fire. People are unpredictable. It's not like you have a predictable supply of inventory widgets, right? Like people are unpredictable. So it's really easy to get tied up in the function itself. And I really just recommend to talent acquisition leaders to remember to continue every day, if you have to, just take a little bit to ground yourself in the business that you're working in.
That's amazing advice. I appreciate you sharing that. It couldn't be more dead on. In the space, we're all there to enable the business and the business success. And all too often, whether it's HR or recruiting, it's process for process sake, HR compliance for compliance sake, HR for HR sake. And that's why the functions tend to get a bad name and people don't like working with them in a lot of organizations because they're not business focused or aligned around what the goal is here. And it's to enable success within the business and the business goals. And so I love that advice. I love how passionate you are about it. And I think it resonates extremely well with the audience. It's much appreciated. So Christy, thanks so much for your time today. It was a great conversation. I appreciate you joining us and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ryan. You have a wonderful day as well.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.